What's up and welcome back to another kind of funny WandaVision reaction. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller. We got the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino. The Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez. And the big dog, Kevin Coelho.
Kevin hates us right now. He hates us. Andy, why was yours so like yours was a little thirsty there, Andy? It was good.
It was good. It was good. We are talking about episode 7, Breaking the Fourth Wall. That is not right. We were talking about episode 8,
Previously On,
which is such a great title for what this episode is. A lot of flashbacks. Let's start off with you, Greg Miller. What'd you think?
Had a great time, you know what I mean? And it flew by. I was so pissed off. We started it or went to start it, and it was like 46 minutes. And I was like, yes, let's fucking go. And we were going, and we paused in the middle, I think, for a refill coffee. And I was like, oh man, there's still like 23 minutes left. Fuck yeah. And as it was going and it was building, I was like, it hasn't been 23 minutes. It hasn't been 23 minutes. And then the fucking police stand by. I was like, fuck, god damn it. So fucking good.
Andy.
Yeah, it was awesome. I just, all the flashbacks. Seeing how we got here, just really, really damn good job. And also, just she's such a good actress. Elizabeth Olsen is such a great actress. I mean, Catherine Hahn's fantastic, too, of course. Yeah.
Kev?
God damn. Who could have ever imagined that?
Who?
Like, you know, it's going to be, sorry. But for there to be such a big pop in my household when someone said Scarlet Witch. You know, 5 years ago, for someone to say that, like, oh, hey, you could be really excited about this, makes no fucking sense. But, like, God bless the magic of the MCU.
Well, that was the thing last night. You know, we're doing our rewatch, and we finished Winter Soldier. And to get to that after credit scene and have it be the twins, I was like, all right, God. And, like, to come here today and see, like, the flashback and have the suitcase full of the DVDs and be like, oh, my God, it makes so much sense.
Nick.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really, really strong episode. I think it was my favorite so far of the series. I love how they framed everything as a Previously On, and we're getting all that backstory. And I got to be honest with you, I'm super impressed with Catherine Hahn. Like, I know her mostly from comedic work, and again, that shines through here. Got another laugh out loud from me when they go to the their childhood home and the kid's screaming, and she goes, I mean, we're right here. Like, she has that wonderful line and that great comedic timing, but also able to nail the dramatic work at the beginning, and I think she carried this episode. I think it is really, really fun, and I'm right with Greg, where I was like, well, she's like, I think you're the Scarlet Witch, and I was like, oh my God, and then it ended. I was like, no, I want more of this. Why is there not another fucking episode of this right now?
Yeah,
man, and I love that we won't have to wait long. I think this is kind of the brilliance of Marvel Studios taking TV seriously, is that it's different and feels different than movies. Like, it's paced differently. It's paced like TV. And it's very well-made TV, where so far with this season, they've been able to do the thing of having a cliffhanger or some interesting question going into the next week that we're looking forward to. And it's always just the right amount, or sometimes not enough. And I'm right there with Greg, where seeing the runtime, I was like, oh, hell yeah. And when it ended, I was like, oh, my God, how did it go by so fast? But when you think back, it's like they really covered a lot in this.
Totally.
Like, they really this did such a good job of kind of bringing everything that we've seen so far to a point that we're like, cool, I get where we're at for this final episode now that we're going into, that of course I am so excited for. Also them having another post-credit scene. Like last week, I thought it was weird that they hadn't for so long and now they do. And it's clear they did it last week and are doing it this week to build, to get people used to checking for post-credits again. Because I imagine next week's is going to be a fucking banger. But I loved the Elizabeth Olsen is incredible. And Paul Bettany is incredible. But Elizabeth Olsen specifically in this episode, I think that we've seen her acting just kind of get pulled in every direction this entire season. And she always nailed it. But this episode, we had to see so much like real vulnerable shit. And my God, I felt for her so many times. And like, how many times is she going to have to see or experience Vision die? You know, trauma around Vision. And like, it is just so like this episode did so great at subverting my expectations, even though I've been theorizing and thinking about this nonstop for the last freaking, 2 months. Like, where we're at now, I'm like, wait, you're telling me she didn't take Vision's body?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, how are we still being surprised by things? And I'm like, I love that there are so many questions left.
And dude, the fucking the deed when she opens out when she got in the car, I was like, oh, somebody dropped an envelope in there, and then it did get referenced, and then she got there and she gets this gross plot of land and opens it up to grow old together. I was like, oh my god. Also,
like one of my criticisms of last week's episode was I got like mud mouth for a second there. One of my criticisms of last week's episodes was that I was like, wait, are they gonna make Agnes the person behind all of this? And it turns out she's not, right? She just saw this happen and was like, how the hell are you doing this? I want to know.
I'm a witch.
I think it's powerful? So cool that she came in and was like, I thought I was trying to charm it out of you and like wake you up and try to get it out of you the right way, but I couldn't do it. And so now I'm just going, kind of hardcore to the other direction. And I thought that was really, really cool where she's just trying to figure out so she's not necessarily the big baddie, even though she is kind of the antagonist of the series.
It's a game respect game sort of thing.
But Wanda's still responsible and there's still probably going to be consequences because of her actions. And I think that's really, really important.
The fact that the plot of land was going to be their house is the perfect thing that it could have been. Cause on the way there, I'm just like, I hope whatever this reveal is it like this all just seems too weird. Go to New Jersey to this random town. There's no way that whatever this reveal is going to be good. And it ends up just shattering your fucking emotions.
So I know.
Great. One thing I was kind of confused by was I don't know why I was always under the assumption that Scarlet Witch got her powers just from the Infinity Stone.
This is a retcon for the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
She had magical powers to begin with. She's the one that stopped the bomb, basically.
But, that's unclear, right? We don't know for sure if that's the case.
It's Agnes is theorizing that it was like a hex or a probability spell or something like that.
She was doing, her powers were manifesting. I don't think it's theory. I think that's what they're saying here is what's happening. Yeah. She's had these powers latent. She didn't know what she was doing, but
they would have, died on the vine had the stone not propelled them forward.
So I wonder if
anyone could be a witch, Kevin.
So we have to remember,
wear the mask.
The stone made her Scarlet Witch, but the stone also made Pietro
Quicksilver.
Thank you. So it brought up other latent abilities in him. So did the stone does that activate mutant powers? Is that what they're gonna tie in?
That's exciting, what it right? seems like. Yeah, totally. I'm interested in how they're playing this off. Where okay, so there is two visions. There's the one that she made. We see her make him with red and yellow power. And they've definitely been doing a good job of showing the different colors to mean shit. So Agnes is purple. We know that Scarlet Witch is red, but yellow is the Mind Stone. And this episode went out of its way to show the blue turned to yellow. And when Vision was being created, it was red and yellow. Shit, so did she make another Mind Stone in this? Is that what's going to break open the reality and shit next week? Is that she made another Infinity Stone and she's not supposed to do that and that fucks everything up? Did she take a Mind Stone from another multiverse and that's causing problems? I love that there's so many questions that I imagine we'll find out a lot of answers to next week, and it'll set up a lot for Doctor Strange and potentially even Spider-Man.
Can you imagine, though, that the Rocket sitting there on the ground, Stark Industries, and she's trying to do her thing, and the rocket moves on its own. Magneto, dude. Magneto's moving the rocket. Can you imagine that?
I'm your real father. That's cool. So wait, the question I had then is, didn't we see video of her stealing the body out of S.W.O.R.D.?
No, we saw the video of her breaking into. Remember?
Oh, I thought I could have sworn maybe I must have filled that part in though. I thought there was a moment
they did a great job. I had the same thing. Yeah. I had the same thing of like, wait, we saw her take it though, right?
What a horrible and haunting vision. Like you, and again, no pun intended. You see when she sees the body all laid out and being sort of scraped apart, and they're mining it for the vibranium and for all the information and tech in it. It was horrifying. And she did a great job there where she's like, I can't feel you anymore. And I'm I'm shedding a little tear for this. This is really, really good.
She's so good. I love that transformation. Again, just like you mentioned, Tim, being pulled in every direction, like trying to get any and every emotion from every place possible. And then you just, the black and white takes over and it's all smiles. And you know, it's not all smiles. Like it's just, it's nuts. It's this show's so good, dude.
So they really did a lot of heavy lifting too with Agatha's dialogue. I loved how many things they kind of presented to us, answer questions for us, or set other things up. Where like even in the beginning of her questioning, like her accent, and like why is it
kind of comes and goes, huh?
And I'm like, I love that. Like that's great. Like that is again establishing the MCU as being bigger than what it has been previously, and like answering, like solving problems that we've all had with it, right? Yeah. But even then, like explaining the Quicksilver situation, where it's still kind of vague, but it's like, okay, cool, she didn't create this guy, and it's like we doubt that he is a Mephisto or somebody else. It's like there, it's still very likely a alternate universe Quicksilver, which I think is very, very awesome.
I'll still say this though, the creepy dead women witches in the beginning. Scary stuff, scary visuals.
Them getting like them looking all decomposed. Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, insane. I love that moment though when Agatha flips the switch and realizes this doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
Or the moment for me that, and again, this is the one that solidified just like Catherine Hahn kind of coming into her own here for me, was she was just like, I can be good. And yeah, her mom was like, no, you can't. And she's like, all right, fuck it. Like, I'll kill all everyone. Then that's it. This is my path. So do we think that, I'm asking the masters here. So did she actually create a real Vision, and is he going to be going forward to a degree, or do we think once the Hex world's gone, he disappears with it?
It's going to be Vision versus Negative Vision or whatever.
You're going to have that blank slate Vision, right? And then the fake Vision's going to have to fall, and then you'll be left with this ghostly white, you know, blank slate Vision that's from the comics, right, Tim? I don't know how much you know about him.
Yeah,
I know a little bit about him base level, so you take it.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I think the very interesting thing is that this entire season, as they've been doing the press tours and stuff for the show, obviously they're not spoiling anything, but Paul Bettany continuously in multiple interviews has been like, there is an actor that I get to work with in the show that I've been wanting to work with my entire life, and it's a very big deal to me, and blah, blah, blah. And people are like, who's he going to be? Like, what's the cameo, whatever? And it's like, it's himself. Like
it's himself. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Like that's hilarious. But yeah, I imagine we're gonna get a fight scene with that. But I don't. If I had to bet, WandaVision ends with Scarlet Witch watching Vision die or sacrifice himself again. Like I don't think that we get a Vision outside of this after.
That's too much. No, we need Vision to stay here. That's too many times to die.
Death has to mean something.
I got too many deaths
in the MCU, or else like the consequences aren't gonna matter going forward. You know what I mean? Like if suddenly Tony Stark is back, what are we going to be afraid of? Like, they just set the stakes with the end of Infinity War or
Endgame.
Yeah.
But Paul Bettany's just so good, man.
He is.
Bring Jarvis's voice back.
Tony Stark is good. And, like, the fact is, we can have some version of Vision back possibly with the AI. Same with Tony. I'm more curious to see what happens with Tommy and Billy. Like, I'm
the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I could see maybe it being a choice who she, like, brings into reality, and, like, maybe the Vision being, like, they need to come in, you know, not,
interesting.
Like, yeah.
I did enjoy that little sit-down at Avengers facility.
After the fact.
Yeah, that was sweet.
I did, but
really,
you know what's...
Really neat scene.
Sorry, Annie.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I didn't look good to me. It looked like it was green screened, which was weird. That was the one scene that kind of took me out of it. I was like, wait, why is that? Why does this? It just registered as weird to me for some reason.
I mean,
the
most offensive green screen was her walking on the plot of land towards the camera. I was like, whoa, this looks pretty rough. But in that sequence, I need to go back and watch it because, yeah, in that Avengers facility scene, it didn't look green screen to me, but there's a sequence where Paul Bettany's looking at her after he laughs, and he's like, it was a funny joke, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks kind of deep-faked. Like, something looks really off with him.
I think it's the makeup. Or, like, because it's not...
He's looked weird the entire show.
Yeah, it's not as good as it is for the movies.
It's possible,
Yeah, so it's...
Well, they went with a different look. Because in the movies, he was more robotic looking. And then over time, throughout the movies even, and to the point of this, it was a human with makeup over it.
Yeah.
So I think that that's like there's in canon reasons for the look.
I think one thing that important to talk about too is the when we see her like touch the Infinity Stone, or like the Infinity Stone kind of like pop up, and we see the like fucking Scarlet Witch pop up behind with the like.
That was my favorite part of the episode, man. It's like, I got fucking chills.
Holy
so
shit,
hard.
We're gonna. Does this season end with her going and creating herself, or does Multiverse of Madness have a scene where she goes and gives herself?
Well, here's my thing: is I think if my interpretation of that paired with the very ending where she's like, "This is chaos magic. You're the Scarlet Witch." I think the Scarlet Witch is a being that is trapped in the mind, or in the Mind Stone, trapped in the it's something like a moniker you carry on. So I think when we saw that thing, that was the entity known as the Scarlet Witch giving her powers or whatever to Elizabeth Olsen's, exactly. Right. And that one day, you know, now she is going to eventually get in that costume, but I think the Scarlet Witch is a bigger thing than just her.
Yeah. Wait, Nick, did you just say like Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I watching this, I was like, I think that this is their kind of like amalgamation take on dealing with that storyline. Cause like, I know we're not going to get X-Men for years in the MCU, but like, it better be even longer before we get the Phoenix storyline, because we've seen it so many times recently. So I think this is a good way of like only doing the right parts of it and staying away from the nonsense. Now, here's my crazy thing. We all expect Doctor Strange to be in this. I hope that it's not just a cameo, and I hope that like it is more of an earlier in the episode and we actually see him do some shit.
I don't know. I think it'll be the mid credit. I think if anything, it's a mid credit.
I think we get
to lead into whatever it is that they're going to show. I think it's too late to kind of introduce him at this point with how everything's ramping up right now. Even though we know him, right, it's not like they're introducing anything new that we aren't aware of, at least us who, you know, have watched these movies and love them all. I think it's still too late and feels a little too Deus Ex Machina to be like, Doctor Strange is here to do some cool shit. It's like, I'll let them figure it out, you know? I would feel kind of weird.
I'm with you. The only thing against that is that this episode did such a good job of setting up magic and chaos magic. There being this different type of magic. We only know magic from one thing before, and it's Doctor Strange. But this episode set up that Agatha was talking, was like essentially like taunting Wanda for not being trained as a witch.
Right.
You know? So it's like, it's gearing up for Doctor Strange to be training her, which obviously I think will be more in the movie, but I think it could be.
They need to get introduced. Do you think they get introduced here? Or not introduced, they know each other, but you know what I mean? They introduce that concept. He's got to show up, he's got to help out, and he's got to say, I got to teach you how to use this stuff.
I feel
like that's the post-credit scene of like him showing up, being like, hey, like after she's defeated whatever was going on, God, if that's what he and
what's his face walk through the portal at the end, like
Wong.
Wong, like what's going on?
So that'd be dope. Sorry, we're late.
How did you hide this for so long or something? You know?
Dormammu was doing things.
What, so, Greg, you think that's not going to happen?
No, that I think will. I don't think you're going to get him earlier. Is what I'm saying.
Gotcha,
sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I would love that. I mean, like, actually, no. I take it back. I would. I still want to see him in some way. I still want that really big pop cameo to come from somebody else in the MCU. I also I guess I wasn't expecting this to be a setup episode and to be just a bunch of flashbacks, and I loved it for that. I was expecting to get a little bit more glimpses to what was actually happening inside the bubble with all the new people stuck in there. I thought we were going to get, like, we didn't get any civilian shots aside from the people that before they switched over, before they became bubble-fied.
Darcy out there.
Yeah.
With, like, her normal knowledge, right? She's like,
yeah.
And we have Spectrum or whatever, the Photon.
Yeah, but too. I think they're going to call her Spectrum, right? Is that what some people were mentioning?
Yeah, we'll see.
I think either name are, like, canon.
Monica Rambeau.
She's been both. She's also been Miss Captain Marvel.
Oh, cool. Okay. This is cool. This is a cool ass show.
It is really fucking cool. My biggest fear at this point, like earlier in the season, my fear was they're not going to be able to bring it together for the end of the season. I don't have that fear anymore. I trust them. They've proven me wrong or right every single week. My biggest fear now is Falcon and Winter Soldier going to be just too normal? You know? Because like the crazy thing is, this was supposed to be the fourth project coming out in Phase 4, and this was the first. So it's like the expectations and like what we think of MCU is so out of warp. Like when we see Black Widow, are we just going to kind of be like, all right, whatever?
I think the sort of X factor, right? Like the X factor with Witch and Scarlet Witch, or with WandaVision rather, is all of the TV stuff. I think the X factor with Falcon Winter Soldier is going to be the cameos. I think they're going to bring in a shitload of cameos. Like, I'm thinking minimum four. I'll put it down right now. $100 Whoa. Wants to bet me.
Four, damn.
$10
Four
make it six
episodes. Greg, six as Greg's lawyer, I will bet with his money, he'll bet you that there's going to be 17 cameos.
Wow. I don't think it's going to be that much. I'd rather go for the big one. Do you think Captain America cameos? And I mean old Chris Evans. Not,
No, they don't have the money for that CG.
I think they have it for one final conversation, one final pep talk, whatever, one final, and it's him, they're just getting coffee, and he's just old-ass Steve Rogers there, and, like, I don't know if it's right after Falcon's kind of accepted it, and he's, you know, done it. I don't know if that's, like, the end credits thing of him, like, good job, you know, patting him on the back kind of thing or whatever.
It's Anthony Mackie sitting there waiting to get coffee, and you're just kind of seeing him waiting around, and then you just see, like, a body walk up next on your left. Credits hit.
That's good. Or he looks across the cafe and Michael Caine's there drinking a Fernet.
That's what I thought you were leading.
Tim, to your earlier point, though,
I don't had to bet, though,
this
Greg,
multiverse is madness.
I don't think Captain America is in Falcon and Winter Soldier. If I had to bet, I don't think he is. I'd want that. I don't think it's going to happen. And I also, Andy, to your point about the cameos, I could be wrong, and I almost hope I'm wrong, but I don't think we're going to get many giant cameos of, like, big MCU people in Falcon and Winter Soldier. I think there'll be a lot of the, some of these are already confirmed, but the agent, not Agent Carter, the other agent, Emily Van Camp's.
She's in
Sharon.
She's
Carter. Sharon. Like, Sharon. Yeah, like, we already know she's in it, but I think we're going to get a lot of that level of
that's the thing, because I don't think we're going to see a ton of the AAA, like, Avenger cameos in a lot of these things, because I don't think that's what this is for. This is to build up the smaller cast members coming in. But to Tim's earlier point, I'm looking forward to Falcon Winter Soldier because it just feels like it's going to be a different vibe. Yeah. And I'm loving WandaVision. I think Falcon Winter Soldier is going to have that buddy cop, almost Lethal Weapon-ish vibe to it.
That's what
I think it's going to be so freaking fun, and it's going to feel different than WandaVision, but not in a bad or good way. It's just, I think they're going to cultivate a different vibe, and it's going to be super fun. And I mean, just from the trailer, and shout out to, I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again, shout out to the actress who plays Lieutenant Bosch. She's their therapist in this. She's great in that show. Everyone should watch Bosch.
Let's save this for the next week's interview, the big interview.
There's so much excitement. You know what I mean?
I know, Kevin. I know.
It's the thing where I don't even really want to speculate about next week thing. Like, it seems like the Mephisto thing is not, or not the Mephisto, the Mephisto thing seems like that's not going anywhere, but, like, also, like, I could see it still popping up. I'm just excited.
Entirely.
God
bless this goddamn show. The fucking rabbit ate a thing today.
Yeah, what was that? What was that all about?
It was a cockroach.
The rabbit is somebody. Who that somebody is, I just don't fucking know.
Was one of the incantations that she put around, wasn't one of them an M? Or am I crazy?
It looked kind of like an M. But it also looked like the headpiece thing.
God, that's really fucking cool.
I dabble in the TikTok because I'm a young millennial. You know what I mean? It's slowly doing the thing where it's, you know, it's paying attention to everything.
What's it like drinking Starbucks for dinner?
Oh my God, it's so great. You know what I mean? I had a Frappuccino last night. No, there was one there that was, I'm getting all of the Marvel tailored content now, and all the kids on there are putting up their different WandaVision theories. And one kid put up the WandaVision theory where if you go back and watch Doctor Strange and there's all the dark books that you're not allowed to, one's missing, right? And then when you go back and watch WandaVision from last week and we get the pan around, there's a weird book that is in a little glass case or whatever that Agatha has, and I'm like, let's fucking go.
But wasn't that explained, though? Wasn't that the missing book where the missing pages were out of?
I watched a TikTok, Kevin, and my rewatch hasn't gotten back to Doctor Strange, so I was like, that's all I need, and then I went and did some skateboarding.
For Tim.
You're so cool, man.
What's really exciting, too, is for people that when Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out, if it's a bit more just like, oh, this is what we're used to. We got Loki right after that. Mm-hmm. And Loki's sure to be more fucking wacky, crazy shit. You gotta love the MCU, man, as it continues. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about this episode and how hyped you are for the season finale, probably series finale, next week. Very exciting stuff. Until then, love you guys. Bye.